things that are important to us and things that are important to our communities. So basically what we did was we took that input and we reflected on it as a board and staff, because the board and staff right now kind of are the folks who make a lot of the decisions for the organization, folks we need to trust to take that input and be changed by it, but also use our own experience for what we feel like is best for KBOO at this time. So we definitely reflected, we're very thoughtful, we went over, we had some time to go over the input over a few weeks and talked about it in our retreat, but we didn't try and incorporate every single piece because that wouldn't be doable. But we did definitely see if there were things. We looked at things that were repeated several times. We had about 100 surveys, so if something came up a lot, it was really important to us. And, you know, the other ideas that come up less are important as well. Like, we talked quite a bit. I just want to talk a bit about content for a second. In the mission statement, in the retreat, we talked quite a bit about the difference between the terms oppressed and underserved. And also, some folks in the retreat felt oppressed was maybe too negative a word for a mission statement, and then other folks felt like it was absolutely integral to have that word in our mission statement because it's just so important to so many folks in our community, and for a lot of folks it's about survival. So that was a really interesting discussion and important dialogue that we had together, where we're talking about our role and how we're changing too. I think over time it shows, you know, I think that's a very normal and not a negative word, and signals to a lot of folks for that we're serious about making a place for social change, because the system we live in is incredibly oppressive.
Great. Let's stop for just one second, change courses a little bit, and take a call about community events. Caller, are you on the line?
Somebody actually called. is this Roger?
Yes, it is.
Roger, what are you doing, man? You've got a community event coming up.
I do have a community event coming up. It's a show of art at the PSU's Littman Gallery, which is in the Smith Student Union. And it's a bunch of visual things that I've made, but a large portion of it is talking about cultural appropriation. And I put all these flyers around the city requesting that Portland residents call a voicemail number and leave their impressions of, or their thoughts about cultural appropriation. And I got, about 40 responses, and they're all really interesting. They're kind of all over the map. And those are going to be on accessible during this art show.
Okay, so we've only got about a minute left, but in the time, I said a little bit about it this morning. Why don't you let folks know when and where that's taking place? And are you still taking input? Do you still want people to call and leave their thoughts on cultural appropriation? And if you do, you could leave that number.
Yeah, I do. Well, the show itself opens with an official opening July 8th. That's next Wednesday.
Okay.
At 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at PSU's Lipman Gallery, which is in the Smith Student Union. People want to call and leave their thoughts about cultural appropriation and be part of this conversation. It's a really interesting conversation so far, all over the map. There's Portland residents have a huge variety of opinions on the subject. The number is 503-893-2536, and you have 3 minutes to leave the message. Just bear that in mind.
Excellent, man. Well, thank you for doing that. That's good work. And similar to what we're doing down here, trying to get the public's input, the community's input on our mission and vision statement. And
forgot to put ending cultural appropriation too in our mission. So something to think about.
Can we actually end cultural appropriation?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Striving to end.
You can try to minimize
battling
damaging appropriation of culture. But I think there's a lot of inadvertent cultural appropriation happens.
Yeah, there's a thin line between appreciation and appropriation. But so how about try to be cool about not being
completely
don't be a jerk
respecting appropriate displays of culture.
Right up.
It's awesome, Roger. Thank you so much.
Thanks
very much. I appreciate it. No doubt. I'll take care.
So just in our last few seconds here, if folks want to give input, they should go to the homepage. Right now, there's a banner up that talks about Mike and my being here tonight, and they can click on that. We'll put the banner back up that says to give input. So thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us this week, and we hope we see one or both of you again next week.
Hope so.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk to you all then.
Bye-bye.